Chrysanthemum Cliff. I am fresh from a Target shopping trip.
That sounds... let me put it this way. The last time I went to Target, it was maybe the most anxiety and inducing thing I've done that week. So I don't believe that you are fresh back from a Target. Like, you maybe are a little cowering, a little bit like mentally fatigued. Yeah. Target's not safe right now, Heather. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I will say that when I go to Target and I go to Starbucks inside the Target, I get my coffee at 120 degrees so that I can consume it immediately to battle all of the stress.
I went to Starbucks the other day, and I ordered caramel macchiatos, I think. And I wanted to, like, differentiate because I didn't want a cold one. I didn't want an iced caramel macchiato. And so in my head, I'm like, well, then you say, instead of just saying I want a caramel macchiato and them being smart enough to know that when you order that, that means you want one, you know, that's warm. I ordered two warm caramel macchiatos, and there's like this weird pause. They're like, so does that mean you want them to be like cooler, like kids temperature? I'm like, No, just like normal adult temperature coffee. And I was confused and they were confused, and they came out fine and they were great, but I'm not smart enough to order at Starbucks. That's what I'm saying, Heather.
Well, speaking of, if you haven't signed up for Starbucks for Life to play the game to win Starbucks for Life, pause this episode and go get that done.
Tell me about this, because I've never heard of this. Tell me.
Oh, it's a contest that they do. I don't know if it's every year or if it's multiple times during the year, but I'm in this group called Leaf Rakers Society on Facebook. Anyone can be in it. It's all about fall and coffee, and there's a real heavy lean towards the pumpkin spice season. However, you know, there are all of the seasonal Christmas offerings as well. And everybody has been posting about the Starbucks for Life contesting. Five lucky winners will receive Starbucks for Life. So
that sounds awesome.
Go forth and play.
Absolutely.
Speaking of things to play and chances at amazingness, I posted on our Facebook page the FAO Schwarz collaboration with Airbnb. Did you look at it?
I did. I'm very excited about that. I would love to win. For me, as a child of the 80s, that is just the opportunity to be Tom Hanks in Big. Like, that's 100% what that is for me.
Right. So tomorrow, Tuesday at noon Eastern time, which would be 11 a.m. for me, Central, and what time is that for you, Cliff? 3 hours earlier.
2 hours earlier from you.
2 hours from me. 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Pacific.
Yes.
You have the opportunity to log in and try to book a night in the soldier room, the toy soldier room.
How
it
cool.
is a legitimate Airbnb. It's only $25 because it's not about them making money. It's about this really fun promotion they're doing. Here's the catch. You need someone who lives in New York State because it's only open to New York State residents. Now, I have a friend. Well, I have a few friends, but I have one friend who is going to enter on behalf of me. So today, that is your job for today. In addition to signing up for Starbucks for Life, find a friend in New York State so you too can try to get into the FAO Schwarz Airbnb experience.
I'm glad you told me about this because I have a friend in New York that I can ask. And either she'll say yes because she's good people, or she'll say no because she wants to enter it herself. It could go absolutely either way. We'll see.
Well, you know, this is not a time of year for selfishness, Cliff.
I'm going to use that line. This isn't really a time of year for selfishness. Maybe you should really be thinking about me, not you.
Oh, my gosh. So I brought two things to the table accidentally today. What do you have for us, Cliff? Is it something in the sky? Oh, what is in the sky?
It's not a UFO. It is not Santa Claus yet. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to set like a reminder, because it's going to happen a week from today. So like, so what I'm telling you now is so you can like prep yourself, get your warm weather gear on. And what you're going to be out looking for is what has traditionally been known as the Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem. And this only happens every once in a while. And what's going to happen is that Jupiter, the big planet, the one with the eye, and Saturn, the smaller planet, the one with the rings, are going to line up in the night sky and form what looks like one giant massive star. They're super, super, super close to each other. So this has not happened in 800 years. So the last time this happened was like 1220 AD, so a long time ago. And it's not going to happen again until 2080. So what you're going to do is you're going to go out about 45 minutes after the sun goes down and look in the night sky, and you'll be able to see this huge twinkling star. And I don't know if this is exactly what, you know, like kind of the biblical, you know, star was. I think that was actually the North Star, which is always there. It's part of the Big Dipper, I think. But it's going to be really, really, really cool. So it's, like I said, it's been called the Christmas Star forever. Go out December 21st, the night of, and check that out. Apparently, though, if you miss the 21st, like this isn't, I mean, they're planets, like they move slow. So you're going to be able to go out that entire week, but the 21st is when it's at its like most brightest, coolest, Christmas starriest self. So go check that out. I think it's going to be cool.
Do we need a telescope, Cliff?
No, bare eyes. You'll be able to see it with just your eyeballs. And you know, like, I don't know about you, Heather. Like, do you ever go out and look at like, you know, meteorite showers or any of that stuff?
I try to. I think it's exciting. It's like nature's Netflix.
Right. And every time I do it, it's cloudy out. Like, I don't know if there's ever existed a time when it's not cloudy. So think happy thoughts. Think about me. Again, it's the season of giving, Heather. I want you to think about me and clear, sunny Seattle days. Not sunny. Night sunny. What's night sunny? Clear, moony? Moony days, like just a moon and a bunch of stars, no clouds. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking for, is no clouds and a giant Jupiter Saturn star thing. It's going to be cool.
Can I be a little bossy as the music director that I am and
yes.
suggest that if you're going to maybe drive out to an underpopulated area so that you have an even more pristine view?
Yes.
I would like for you on your way to listen to both Naked Eye by Luscious Jackson and Champagne Supernova by Oasis on your way.
I've never heard the first song, but that's
you're
okay.
You're gonna love it.
I probably will not, but I do like that Oasis song. That's good stuff.
So yeah, that's all I got.
Happy Monday.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.